Former Secretary of State Colin Powell says Alaska Senator Ted Stevens' reputation for integrity and truth is sterling. The four-star general testified today as a character witness in Stevens' federal trial. Alaska's senior senator faces 7 felony counts of lying on his financial disclosure forms. APRN's Libby Casey is covering the trial in Washington. Hi, Libby.
Good evening, Lori.
Libby, what was the reaction in the courtroom when Powell testified on Stevens' behalf?
Well, this is the most impressive character witness who will testify during the trial, and the jury responded to him. They were smiling and glancing around when he took the stand. It was a little more electric in the room, and they seemed to relate to him. Powell talked about his youth growing up in New York's South Bronx and going to public school, and I saw one juror nodding as he talked. Powell was the first African-American Secretary of State, and 12 of the 16 jurors and alternates are themselves African-American. So the defense is likely hoping he impresses and speaks to the jurors. Powell talked about his time as national security advisor in the 1980s and described spending late nights with Ted Stevens on Capitol Hill working for the country's defense. And it almost sounded like a campaign stump when he said Stevens, quote, fights for his state and fights for his people and keeps the best interests of his country at heart. And Powell said, in infantry terms, Stevens is the kind of guy you want to take on a long patrol. When it came time for cross-examination, prosecutors only asked Powell if he'd ever visited Stevens' home in Girdwood, Alaska, and if he had any personal knowledge of the case. And he answered no to both.
Well, yesterday jurors heard from Hawaii Democrat Senator Daniel Inouye as a character witness. Was Powell the only character witness today?
Yeah, the defense said it wants to call 11 character witnesses, which is a lot. So the judge has limited them to 5. They'll decide who else to pick from their list next week. But a handful of people who testified today sort of tried to vouch for Stevens or be unofficial character witnesses, and they were stopped by the judge when their testimony veered toward cataloging Stevens' accomplishments in Alaska. Julie Kitka, who's the president of the Alaska Federation of Natives, was there to show that Native corporations compete against VECO for contracts. Now remember, Stevens is accused of taking gifts from VECO. And Kitka said that Stevens is responsive to Native corporations. But she would start talking, however, at times about the history of Native land claims and Stevens' role in them, and the judge would cut her off and have her stick to her point. 2 labor leaders, Mano Fry and Jim Sampson, testified that VECO was a non-labor employer and often fighting them in union interests, but that Stevens was, in their opinion, pro-union in his legislation. And then a doctor from Alaska said that Stevens, quote, helped her save a baby, and that's why she was testifying. Well, that sort of brought things to a halt for a few minutes because she really had to limit her comments to answering questions. You know, there can't be a stated agenda in testifying. Her purpose was to be there to show Stevens was responsive to her when she came to him as a constituent asking for help with a medical situation, helping to get a child medevac to the lower 48. So these people were sort of trying to show their loyalty to Stevens, but I don't know how, you know, that probably came through to the jurors somewhat, but a lot of that didn't actually make it onto the record.
Libby, one of the gifts Stevens is accused of taking is the renovation of his Girdwood house. How are his attorneys fighting that?
Today, some contractors testified, people who were promptly paid by Stevens' wife to work on the house. Robert Redman did dirt work, and Tony Hanna raised the house so a first floor could be built underneath. The defense says Stevens and his wife paid $160,000 for this major renovation and thought that covered the cost. But the prosecutors say the project cost more than double that, and employees of VECO actually did much of the labor and paid for materials. We also heard from house appraisers and assessors today about just how much the house was worth before and after the renovation, and the defense is trying to show Stevens would not have expected the construction costs to be so high.
All right. Thanks for that update, Libby.
Thanks, Lori.
APRN's Libby Casey is covering the Stevens trial in Washington.